Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Spoiler alert, if it's still needed, our second traitor was banished from Slane Castle last night, and I'm delighted to welcome Caitlin Dively and Eamon O'Keefe, the first and second traitors, to the programme. You're very welcome, folks. Good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
Listen, I'm delighted to chat to both of you because I have to say I am a huge, huge fan of the show. I've been glued to it since it started just last week. But tell me, Caitlin, because you're the most recent traitor to get the chop, where did it go wrong last night?
Well, I mean, where did it go wrong last night, Andrea? Where did it go wrong in episode two?
Was that the start of the demise?
I think so, yeah, I think so. Now, in fairness, like, the Faithful did a brilliant job, and I know I mentioned this in one of the social media posts, but when you're trying to play a character that you aren't actually in your own self-identity, I think that people are actually hardwired to just pick up on that you're not being yourself, and I think they were really good at rooting that out.
Are you not, though? Like, how true to life is the Caitlin that we've been watching on the show over the past few nights to Caitlin Dively, the business consultant?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I'm definitely not afraid to stand up for myself. I can definitely be direct when I need to be, and I'm sure you saw some of that in the conclave shots. But it's really hard to, for example, like, I'm very bubbly, very cheery. I connect with people really easily. I have loads and loads of friends. But I actually found it really hard to connect with people in there because I knew I was withholding such a big secret and that I was murdering them at night time. So,
yeah. Did you want to be a traitor? Was that your plan going in? Oh. Like, was that?
Yeah, 100%. I wanted to do it all. I wanted to wear the cloak. I wanted to cause a bit of chaos, have a bit of high drama. Didn't really have any interest in winning it. Of course, it would have been a plus, but for me, it was more about playing the game to the fullest.
Yeah. What about you, Eamon? Like, was that your, did it fold, you know, unfold in the ideal scenario for you? Did you want to be a traitor?
Oh, look, 100%. Like, I always said when I was asked, like, it's calling the traitors, I'm not calling the faithful. Like,
that's true.
I thought it would be just the most fun you could have had. And, like, what are our chances to get an opportunity like that to go and, like, play a villain on a TV show in a luxurious castle in Slane, like, and just go around and cause a bit of chaos and mayhem. Like, it was just so much fun, and I wouldn't have wanted to play it any other way. I don't think I'd have had any interest in playing it as a faithful, and I actually think there'd have been more pressure on me as a faithful, because could you imagine being a Garda in the castle, and if you're not able to root out the traitors, they'd be saying, what kind of agent is this like?
Well, that's a fair point, because it's funny, do you know, like, and particularly, and we'll come to the aftermath of the show for you, Eamon, in a yeah. moment or two, but I was watching the programme, right, and I have to say, I loved to hate you in it. You were the good baddie,
yeah.
you know, you were a great villain, but it did cross my mind, how true to life is traitor Eamon to Garda Eamon O'Keefe?
No, honestly, I think some of it, like, my true personality did come out and show as well, in terms of, like, you can see me around the castle having a laugh with the contestants when we're playing the game in the castle. Like if I was like that in general, like, I would have got a lot more, like, I got one vote the night before I went out and stuff like that. You know, obviously what happened on my final day happened, but no, look, honestly, obviously when I put on the cloak, it was like my Jekyll coming out, or it was like a different persona. But
Was it though? So there was definitely no Eamon O'Keefe in there, was there?
No, there's not. Honestly, I just had so much fun.
Because you came across as a real snake at times, Eamon. Well, let's take a listen for me to one of your best moments.
No bother.
Okay, do you know what I'll do, so? I'll tell you that. Will that be the way we'll do it? I'm trying to give you the heads up.
Why are you jumping up out?
Oh, my God.
You're
frustrating, you know that? Well, look, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I explained the plan to him. I'm actually trying to throw the man a bone. He should have been grateful.
I don't know, this plan, Eamon, that you had, I don't know, did you have the proper makings of this in your head teased out at all before you came
well,
out with this?
Not. It made sense in my head. No, look, obviously I felt flat in my face, but you know what? My whole plan going in there was to give, like, the country the villain that they could root against and you know, love to hate. And obviously, my spectacular downfall was always going to come the way I was playing. And like, look, I actually don't think it could have been more spectacular. And it kind of gave the country a bit of an Italian 90 moment there on Monday night when I went. And like, look, that is what it is. And I'm actually kind of delighted with the way it all turned out. It was kind of, I thought it was hilarious, to be honest. But yeah. No, I can guarantee you, when I had that cloak on, yeah, I was absolutely playing up to the cameras, having a ball. But like, in general, that, like, I'm not like that at all.
You're just a sort of a regular guard, are you, behind the cloak?
I'm a regular guy that happens to be a guard, but no, like, honestly, I love what I do or whatever, and I love my job, but this was an opportunity to go in and do something completely different and have a bit of fun, and that's exactly what I did.
I was really surprised, to be honest, you were actually allowed to be on the show. How did that come about? Because I just wouldn't have thought that members of the guards, you know, could participate in something like this.
Well, I wasn't representing the guards. I was representing myself, like, you know. I just happened to be a guard, like, you know. So it's just like, look, I went on just having a bit of fun. Obviously, the people that needed to know knew that when I was heading on to the show. And went on. I was representing myself. I just happened to be a guard. And that's it.
That's it. Simple as that. Are you surprised by some of the reaction online, you know, and the fact that Paddy is now, there's hashtag Paddy for President even at one stage on Monday night because of the way poor old Paddy was treated by yourself and Caitlin. But are you surprised by some of the reaction online to this?
No, look, I'm not.
Definitely... Oh, go on,
Eamon. Go on, Eamon, for a moment.
No, go on, sorry. Go on, Caitlin.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, look, I am a little bit surprised in terms of, like, look... It's a game and it's a TV show, and that's what it was. And like, if people could just like kind of see it for that, I think they'd realize, like honestly, like I think there's some people that thought we were actually genuinely murdering people there. By the way, some of the comments have gone, but no, like honestly, we're all having the heart. Nobody took anything personally in there, myself included. And I know Paddy doesn't either. And myself, Caitlin, and Paddy, while we had some fractious moments between the three of us, like we actually all get on, and there's no issue between any of us. And I think Caitlin will agree with that.
Yeah. What sort of feedback have you had, Caitlin?
I was a little bit surprised because, I mean, watching it back, I feel I played the game as the game is meant to be played. As Eamon said earlier, it's, you know, it's called the traitors. It's not called the buddies. And I did notice, I mean, look, Eamon, I adore Eamon, right? He's a great guy.
I think you called himself and Paddy take his two bulls at one point, did you not?
I did, yeah, but you weren't in the conclave with them.
That's true.
And I think that's something that the lead up to me, you know, standing up for myself in that conclave didn't make it to the audience, and I was actually intervening because the two of them were going at each other so much. So I think that was where I got the most hate, because people were calling me like a condescending witch, and yeah, I just think it's a bit of a tired narrative to be calling women witches in this day and age. Yeah. So I was standing up for myself. I don't think that a lot of people like to see a woman being competitive in that kind of environment, but that's what I went in to do, to play a game. So.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I was wondering just from this moment, Caitlin, of yours on the show last night, was this part of your strategy?
Wedding celebrant. It kind of suits the persona I have, with like the little sunflower earrings and stuff, so nobody has seemed to question me on it so far.
I just wouldn't have put her down as that. Again, if people are, you know, truthful or lying about their jobs, I mean, some people are just psychopaths and they just want that buzz.
Yeah, where did you get the wedding celebrant out of?
So I actually was an officiant for my friend last year. So the best lies have a sprinkle of truth.
Okay.
So that's where I got that from.
It was only a white lie.
It was only a white lie. And fair play to Christine, she called it out. But actually, everyone else in there did believe me. So it was a pretty convincing lie. I had the lie reamed off very well.
Yeah. When did you sort of, had you always planned, Eamon, to kind of become the, you know, ringleader of the traitors? Or, you know, at one point you were the kind of nearly self-appointed spokesperson for them. Was that your strategy going into Slane Castle?
Well, no, I didn't. My strategy going in was genuinely just to kind of, I've seen every series of the traitors, right? And I know the best way to win that game is you have to blend into the background, and like, you have to make as little noise as you can, ruffle as little feathers, and be as less of a threat to the players as possible. But like, I kind of just like, no one really sometimes will remember those players. I wanted to go out, cause a bit of chaos, have a bit of fun, and like the murders that we picked, like, I think really definitely achieved that. And like, just kind of be a bit memorable and have a bit of fun with it. And and hopefully add to the show. And I think I was successful in that anyway. So.
Oh, listen, the two of you were among my favourite players, and I absolutely adore Paddy in all of this, in all of this as well. Caitlin, if you were to get a wild card to come back to Slane Castle, a little bit like John did, right? Who would you now banish if you got another night in there?
Oh, if I could, do you know what? I'd come for Nick and Ben after them.
Would you?
That they could control me.
Sure, geez, their plan went belly up last night too.
It did. And you know what? I was a little bit delighted there was a sour mood after I went to Cadlight. But no, I'm only joking. I wish all the best to Nick and Ben and Paddy as well. They're all absolutely incredible. And as Eamon said, there's no love lost between any of us. So I'm buzzing to see how it shakes out.
Yeah. Actually, that's a question. Do you guys know how this ends? I know you can't tell us, but do you actually know at this stage?
No,
we're
we actually don't.
As the rest.
You don't know how it all pans out. Let's play a little quick fire round, because I know you're obviously huge fans of games. So I thought we'd create our own little lunchtime live traitor's trick for you guys here today. Was Nick the right choice, Eamon, to, you know, get an invite to become a traitor, or who should have got that invite?
I think Nick was probably a great choice in general, but there was always the risk that he could turn it down. If I was in Paddy's shoes at that point, I think Mark could have been a good choice, because Mark is seen as the ultra faithful in there, and if he could continue like and not change in his behaviours once selected, because it is a bit of pressure when you're in there, like, and obviously I kind of suffered from that a little bit, and I was seeing my behaviours change. If Mark could have done that, I think Mark is someone, if he was selected at this stage of the game, could have gone all the way.
What about you, Kate? Should Andrew take the invite that it's now been extended to him?
If I was Andrew, and Andrew, by the way, is the biggest sweetheart ever. He has such a big heart. I wouldn't. Well, I mean, if he doesn't accept it, he gets murdered. So I would accept it. But my thought is that he is about to get banished, because the three most influential players are on him like flies. Mark, Nick and Ben are all over Andrew.
Eamon, who's the dark horse to watch in this?
Well, there's only one answer, and I was on the receiving end of her, Oyen. I kind of antagonised Oyen a small bit in there, and I woke the beast, I think.
She's brilliant.
She is very,
she's a smart
she's so
cookie.
Intuitive. I underestimated Oyen, I won't lie. She is very intuitive. She does sit back a bit, but I think that benefits her. She's actually very, very intelligent, and she knows what's going on, and there's no flies on her at all. And the lads need to be very, very careful of her. And if I was Paddy, I would probably look to eliminate her next.
Who's your dark horse, Caitlin?
I have to agree. Oyen, I really feel like people underestimate her. I do a lot of work in the psychometric personality space, and she's a real reflector, and she is taking everything in and observing. And I don't think that people are picking up on that.
Who's the best game player, Eamon?
Ooh, best game player. Do you know what? Up until last night, I would have told you Nick, but he majorly slipped up last night.
Oh, I think he made. He'll have to go.
At this stage, I think someone who's going very well along nicely there is Kelly, because she's doing just enough. She's getting involved just enough, and but she's also laying back, like I kind of mentioned earlier, which is the best strategy to go far in the game. So Faye is similar as well, in that she's kind of throwing out her ideas, but she's not too opinionated, and she's careful about what she says. And I think the two of them I'm kind of impressed with how they're going at the minute.
Who's your best game player, Caitlin?
I agree with everything Eamon said there. I mean, best game player, how do you define best? I think Nick is playing a very entertaining game. So he definitely has me hooked on how his strategy is going to unfold.
And just finally to both of you, beyond yourselves, who's the one, Eamon, that you can't believe that they've survived as long as they have?
Do you want me to give the obvious look, Paddy?
Even though he's there longer than you.
Fair play to him. I have to say that. I hold my hands up. Fair play to him. Like, he's doing it. And God, I don't know how. And like last night, he got no votes. I was shocked by that. But what you just don't see is like, honestly, an hour in that castle is like a day. And if the faithful get word that there's someone's name on the block, sometimes they just row in because it's the safer option. So yeah. I think that's what happened with Caitlin last night. But look, I'm very interested how Paddy goes now. And if him and Andrew can form a good team, if Andrew accepts, let's see what happens. I know Andrew has a lot to do to turn it around, but like, they could be a formidable partnership if they can. Big maybe time. We were the problem, you know what I mean? Maybe me and Caitlin were the issue.
Never. But who's your person that you can't believe has survived as long as they haven't slain Caitlin?
And to be honest, probably Mark, because his name came up a lot and I think he would have been a good person for us to murder. Obviously, in some ways, I agree with Eamon as well. I absolutely am gassed by Paddy. I love him. He's a great guy. But certainly some of the gameplay is questionable. And I think if you've seen loads of traders' seasons, you know that it's not always the best gameplay. Yeah. It's a lot of luck.
I take it you were shocked when you found out about Paddy and Andrew's relationship.
Oh my God! Did you see my reaction?
I know it was on. Like, were you? Did you, had you any idea, Eamon?
My reaction wasn't filmed, I was like, sorry. Like, but it made sense because Caitlin will tell you, like, Andrew's name came up so often in the conclave, and I kept pushing for her, let's get rid of Andrew because he was becoming a problem, but we didn't realise why he was becoming a problem because Paddy was trying to give him the heads up, but then Andrew was going against Paddy, which was, I don't think Paddy expected, and I was like, we can just eliminate this problem, but Paddy would never agree to it, but it made so much sense afterwards.
It's totally genius. Lads, it's been a total pleasure to chat to you both. I have to say, I don't know what next Sunday is going to be like without the pair of you in it, because I think you were two great stars of the programme. I'm certainly enjoying it. Listen, best of luck with your professional lives after your time Traitors TV show, but for the moment, I'm sure we'll chat again. Eamon O'Keefe, Caitlin Dively, thanks so much for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.